Hello, everyone. We'll just wait a minute or so. Everyone is just on at the same time. But it's just we'll just wait another minute or so for hopefully Ryan will show up. All right. Hello, everyone. I hope you're all doing well, despite the heat. It's very, very muggy here lately. It's awful. And so, all right. So, before we get to announcements, I was wondering if I know we have two current note takers, but I was wondering if we had any. Oh, you meant 94. That just sounds awful, Autumn. No humidity. We must do without humidity. Actually, it's the opposite of note takers. We need more percentage of note takers than humidity. So my question for this group is, do we have anyone else besides our current note takers, which I believe are Whitney and Yael, I think. Please correct me if I'm wrong. If we could have maybe at least one or two volunteers to take notes and rotate with Whitney and Yael.
Sorry, Jennifer. Chewing my apple. I'm sorry. I can volunteer. There might be some stuff regarding the confluence and links out to Jira's and things like that that I am not super well practiced at, but I should learn.
That's fine. Thank you so much. So another volunteer, can I squeeze out another volunteer? Going once, going twice, volunteers. I mean, the more you are, the less you take notes. That's the advantage of this.
I could
Jennifer,
also,
I can, yeah, oh, go ahead. I
I
can
could
take
also,
notes too.
I could also take notes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So it's like we have, am I, dare I say, a confluence of people. Woohoo! All right. So I know we have Autumn and Rom and then Whitney. I know you've, Yael, did you want to be on the note-taking team? I wasn't sure if you just did it a couple times because no one volunteered or.
I can help.
Okay. So what I'll do is I think we'll just go in alphabetical order. So I'll add you to the agendas going forward and then, just figure out who took notes last and you're up for the next time. But for today, do I have like a volunteer who wants to go first?
I can do it if no one else wants to. And I guess I'm the end of the alphabet, so we'll start that
Thanks again, Yale. Yeah, and if you have problems accessing, updating or opening something in the wiki, or changing things, Yeah, you can reach out to, normally it's Peter Murray, I think. Well, he's the only one I know. And there is a Slack channel for that, Folio Atlassian support. And you can contact Peter and say, hey, I need to be able to update pages. Can you make sure I have the permissions for that? And he'll get you squared away with that. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you, volunteers. I'm going to go to announcements. And does anyone have any announcements for us today? All right, it looks like we are announcement free. So I'm going to pass on to the next topic, which I just added at the last minute. So I saw that Sheila posted on Slack what might be a regression, might not be. I don't know if you remember, I don't know what flower this was when, if there was an 003 in the record and you updated an existing record via data import, it would create the an 035 using the instance HRID and the 003. It's not funny, but it did that. And I thought we got that fixed. But it looks like the problem that Sheila had is a little different. And Sheila, you don't have to explain if you don't want to. I can explain it. But if you'd like to go ahead and explain it, that would be great.
Well, no, I think you hit that exactly. Although what I think I observed was like it was doing that, but then there was also an additional problem with that creation of an 035 with multiple subfield A's. But that the when I started digging into the manual, I hit upon that page. It said, well, no, it's not supposed to be doing that with HRIDs. So that was the first thing I noticed. But there's actually two problems here. And the 035 from the HRID, it's like annoying, but it's not a critical issue. It was more the creation of a field with illegal multiple subfields that I think I'm more concerned about at this point.
Yeah, so what I did, and Ryan, these are all in Ramsen's Bugfest environment. So I also tested it with the job profile you created, Sheila, as well as a random job in that is just updating the MARC SRS, the match point. So it's a very simple job. The match point is from the 001 to the 001. I didn't have override of any field protections in mind. It was just update the MARC SRS. In my test, the if there was an 003 present, it did not create an additional 035 with the instance HRID number. So, and that was with a job profile that I kind of used haphazardly from Bugfest, as well as the one that you created, Sheila. So I did not have that problem. So, and I just tested it again, and I still didn't see it, but so maybe something to watch out for. But definitely, if your incoming file has more than one OCLC number that are different, and I'm not sure why that would be the case. I mean some one might have a prefix and the other not, but that numerical value is the same. But anyway, if they're slightly different, what will happen is data import will create one MARC 035 with multiple subfield A's, which is it. Yeah, that's invalid. So I guess the first question for the group is, has and this is Ramsen's, which people might not be on yet, but has anyone see this either maybe in their test environment that was updated or in Bugfest Ramsen's if they were testing?
Can I ask some clarifying questions about the behavior?
Sure.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to understand. When you say OCLC number, Jennifer, do you mean like any 035 or any 035 with a subfield A that has an OCOLC prefix or?
Is the 035 blank blank with the prefix of in
Okay.
parentheses, the OCOLC? Yeah.
Okay, thanks. And can you share like what the match points are? Are you updating the instance or are you updating the SRS mark bib?
The mark
So I'm,
bib, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, go Sheila.
Oh, I was just gonna say this is, it's happening when I'm doing an export and re-import and just trying to update Mark. It doesn't seem to happen on the initial import of a cataloging record. But the match point would be the 001, I believe.
Do you maybe want to show us the job that you're using so we could verify what the match points are?
Oh, let me go in. Okay, make sure I got the right.
We could look at the one that Ryan shared in chat.
Yeah, I just put
Yeah.
a link to what I believe is the job profile you were using.
Okay, let me go look at that first.
Do you want
Because
me?
I don't think I have I don't think I have but I don't think I have Bugfest up still.
I have
Stand by.
Bugfest up. Do you want me to share, Sheila?
Sure.
All right, let me share. I get rid of people. Sorry, I'm working on my small laptop, so gonna be fighting with Zoom controls. Not this one. So you should see Bugfest Ramsons now, right?
Okay, yes.
All right. So, oh, here, I think this, I was looking at the one that you created. That's interesting. So you have that there. In the tests that I was doing, you can see here they all are.
Yeah.
So I, yeah, it's always the same record. No, with, 003. So here there were two OCLC numbers in the record and an O O so there would be an 003 with, OCOLC. But it did not create an extra 035 OCLC number with this instance HRID. So that was,
Right.
however, I did test with two different. So my file had, I still my file up. Yes. So my file had this OCLC number and this. Now, granted, this is just a test. I mean,
Got it. Yeah.
I'm not sure why we'd have two different numbers, but hey, you never know. So there were two different numbers, and I think maybe, I think there was a problem maybe with a prefix as well. So if it's the same number but prefix, but might have to check that. And this was writing, so it was creating the two subfield A's in a single mark field, which it really, I mean, it shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what I was seeing was I'm not sure when I would have, like you said, multiple OCLC numbers, but what would be happening is we'd have the 003 in the record and we'd get that 035 created that would say OCOLC, and then it would have that HRID from the 001. And then
Yeah, and
because
that
it
was.
had the O, because they both had the prefix OCOLC, then it was cobbling them together in a single field. I went back and looked at some other ones I'd done locally, And you can also see it if you look at the Dios. That one came back in just fine. It has three different 035s, but only one has that prefix, and it was fine. So it seems to be when they all have OCOLC, then it wants to bunch them together. Oh no, I noticed that the one that starts IN is not the same as the. Oh, that must be from our original.
File,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's probably coming from the HRID in our local file. But yeah, you can see only we did not get the extra 035 in this case, just on the O'Mary.
Ryan.
Thanks. Took me a minute to find my mute button. I guess the question I had was so Sheila, the main issue that you're noticing in I guess outside of that initial one that kind of triggered the creation of a 035 that you weren't expecting, when there are multiple 035s and they're being normalized, you're seeing them bunched together in a single 035 line, both as subfield A. So would your
Correct.
expectation be for there to be, if this would the expectation be for there to be multiple 035 lines and just, one for each
Correct.
subfield A? Okay.
Correct. Yeah, and like I said, it seems to only happen when they all have the prefix OCOLC.
Yeah, so instead of here, it would actually you would have two 035s. So 035A, with this number, and then on the another line, it would be this. If that makes sense, Ryan.
Yep, that makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah. But it might be worth if other people could also test, to see, especially if there is an 03, an 003 in your incoming file with the OCOLC, if it does create like another 035 with the, instance HRID with the parentheses, OCOLC and a
Yeah.
035. Because it did do that at one time.
So
Yeah,
just
and I was doing some we just got our test server upgraded to SP4 this morning, so I was going in there to see if there were any changes, and it's doing the exact same thing.
So my question is going back to when you have multiple OCLC numbers in an 035, we are on, we're still on Quesnelia. And we are still getting the duplicate OCLC numbers on import from OCLC, single record import. I'm wondering if the duplication, the double subfield A's, is trying to clean that up after the fact, and has to do with the fix for getting duplicate OCLC numbers in the record on import from OCLC. Because we have a lot of these. We just gave up trying to fix it, and we said we weren't going to go back and clean them up until after the OCLC, after the bug for single record import was fixed.
Yeah, it seems to be deduping the actual OCLC numbers fine. It's just when we get these other random things in an 035 with OCOLC, then it.
Right, but I
Yeah.
believe that that fix was introduced in Ramson's, correct?
Yes, I believe you're correct, because I know we had a lot of extra fields before this point.
Right.
And I'm
Well,
just
I.
throwing in the chat the manual page that talks about how that normalization and stuff works.
Right.
If
No, I was
anybody.
just suggesting that the fix for that is actually operating on some of the detritus that is still in our records from the earlier single record imports.
I'm sorry, can you say that again, Christy?
Well, so the fix is in place to prevent the duplicate OCLC numbers when you're importing something from OCLC, because when we do single record import and something comes in from OCLC, the records already have the 035 in them, but then there's also the OCLC number in the 001 with the OLC prefix in the 003. So what was happening is a new OCLC number was being added with the 003 prefixed in front of the 001. And that's how we were getting two OCLC numbers with slightly different formatting. It looks like that was fixed in Ramsons, but these records that you are round tripping still have that detritus from the original single record import. It has the OCOLC and then the OCOLC ON, it has those two, and it's trying to clean those up, and it's resulting in the duplicates. This is a hypothesis.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
I don't understand why the original incoming record had two different OCLC numbers. I don't know why, but this is a duplication. So, and both were labeled as OCLC. But if we look at just bringing in, hopefully I import. Bringing in a record, you'll see now that this, I mean, this is working, so that it's only one. So it's working as expected with the dedupe. It's the problem of the update. If for some reason, I don't know, someone missed a number and there's two variations with this number, it will create two subfield A's.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is that we all have a lot of those records. Well, some of us, I will say that we in Chicago have a lot of those records in our catalog, because prior to Ramsons, we would have had an 035 subfield A OCOLC, but we would have had another one that was like 035 subfield A OCOLC ON, and then the number. And it looks like when you have that old duplication in your records, unless you clean it up, you're going to get the 035s with the two subfield A's.
It should account for the prefix, and I guess that's a question for Brian. I remember testing it on the prefix and it was fine. I think the problem here is that the numeric value of the OCLC number was different. So in our records before this, they're not exactly the same in terms of the exact characters, because there's some that are prefixed, some are not, but that numeric value is exact, or should be.
Okay, so
Right.
the numeric value is exact, the OCLC numbers will be deduped.
It
Okay,
was the
I see what you're saying. Never mind.
yeah, in the one that I saw, they weren't exact for some reason in that file that Sheila you shared.
Yeah,
Let me go
just
back to that version.
to confirm with the normalization, if it's the prefixes of ON, OCN, or OCM, those will strip out when it's being processed, it'll strip out those prefixes and it'll dedupe based on just the numeric value without the prefixes if it's one of those three most common ones.
We have over a million records of our e-resources that we prefix with ERE from Collection Manager. And we finally got wise and have deleted the 003 when we use data import to load them. But because they weren't those common OCLC prefixes, they are also listed as OCLC numbers.
Yeah, it might be. I think here, let me share again, because I downloaded the so this is the original file. So I think so here that nine, it's saying, it's not recognizing it. It's recognizing it as a system control number for the instance. And I'm wondering if here it's kind of mistaking this as an OCLC number because it's blank blank, but it shouldn't. I don't know. There seems something a little off. I'm not quite sure what it is. Because you also don't have the 003 in there.
Right, so I think that's why we got an 035 that just has the HRID without that OCOLC.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe if people could test, maybe in Bugfest to check that, maybe have some of their older records maybe put up and make sure it's working correctly. And then I can test on the Five College test server to see if we're finding the same thing in that environment as well. Yeah.
Can I just clarify so I can set up this test correctly on my test server? My record should have, like, I need to export from an existing record that has an OCOLC prefix in the 035. Import using a mark update job profile with a match point on the 001.
And I
Does that
think you would
sound?
just
I believe
want to
so,
make
yes.
sure you have, unless I misunderstood, you would also want to make sure there's two OCLC numbers in the file and that they're different, unique.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And the example we saw, there are two subfield A's in one 035, not multiple 035s.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
That's actually what happens when you re-import it. I think it to test you would export a record that just had maybe a couple 035s that both start OCOLC,
Oh,
have
I see. Okay.
different numerical strings, do a round trip, export it, bring it back in, and then see if it has lopped those two subfield A's into a single 035 field.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you for testing.
Yeah, it's funny. In my test, the 003 didn't, so it wasn't creating an 035 using the 003 and 001, at least in my tests. And I tried two profiles, so that's
Oh,
good.
wow.
Though, if you did have two different numeric, like numbers for an OCLC number that were both identified as OCLC, then it would create the two subfield A's. So that, yeah, and that's something we don't want. I mean, I'm not sure why you'd have two different numerical OCLC numbers, but I guess it's possible.
Well, if it's creating one from the 001 and the 003, which is what we're seeing locally, then that's one way it happens.
Yeah,
But
and it,
otherwise, it shouldn't happen. You're right.
yeah, and if it is creating something locally, you might want to, maybe there's something about your environment too. Because if it's not happening in Bugfest, but in your environment, maybe
Actually,
something
I
else.
think that maybe did have, let me go back. That might have happened in Bugfest, that part of it. Let me
Yeah.
see. Yeah,
So
so
it.
for O'Mary, when I brought that in the first time, it came in. Well, I should verify that that wasn't the original record, though. It came in with two 035s. One of them is the OCOLC with the HRID, but let me, I'll need to verify that wasn't our
I
local
think
number.
those were present in the incoming file, though.
Ah, okay,
Yeah.
got it.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. So if people could test, that would be awesome. Do you have everything you need, Sheila, before we go to the next topic?
I believe so. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for bringing it up. Really helpful. So our next topic, I guess I could probably share my screen again. All right. So we have a couple of these issues that are kind of holdovers. They weren't anywhere. I kind of found them while doing other Jira dashboards. And this one has waiting for confirmation from the SMEs. It dates back to 2023, well, July 7th. So do not process incoming record if it is a duplicate in the file. That's kind of a strange title. The temp solution is, and this refers out to 530, error the second copy of the record and do not process. So I guess the developers are asking for us for the desired behavior. Ryan, I don't know if you remember anything about this record. So is the problem, it's so if you have a file that has one or two duplicate records. I guess my first question is, how does the system determine that the second record is a duplicate? And then I guess the question for us is, what behavior do we want?
Yeah, I need to double check. So that original ticket was mod source. Was that 530?
It is 5-3. Let me
530.
Oh. Maybe that is browse, maybe not browse. All right, so 5:30
Yeah, when was
was
this?
for
Oh, it
Poppy.
was a while back. Okay.
Sorry, I'm just gonna.
So I think, yeah, sorry, it's been a while since I've reviewed this. I think, is this based on 999FF?
I would think that it would be based on the whatever the match point is for, because I could see that if it's an OCLC number, it could match the same record twice. I guess it just de depends on what we mean by a duplicate, and I think that we need to decide that.
Yeah, I think that's if I recall where we last left this again, it's been a bit. I feel like that's where we landed was really like, how do we want to determine what is or is not a duplicate?
And
Yeah.
yeah, and that's true because you have, and these are talking about duplicates in the incoming file, so which you have creates, right? So they aren't going to have that 99FF, and then you're going
True.
to have updates too.
Right.
So
Yeah. So we're talking about here, you literally have the same title or same record multiple times in a single mark file. How do we want that to behave?
I can say that I think that it is going to be variable depending on the job because, like if we're doing authorities, we may have the same or very similar records in a batch, but they're going to have different instance HRIDs, and that makes them not duplicates. So I wouldn't want to not be able to overlay those two records that are the same or very close to the same and definitely have the same OCLC number, but have the different instance HRIDs.
Ryan.
I don't know if I presume probably some folks in this group do use the deduplication feature in Markedit, and I for me that provides kind of a nice model where you kind of select what the system is looking for to determine whether something is a duplicate, and then you're also able to control which copy to keep. So, and I think it's like first or last or something like that. I'd have to look at it, but and there's other parameters, but for me that would be for I think for our workflows, I could envision like that level of detail is kind of helpful. So yeah, like kind of a custom, like what is, every institution might determine what a duplicate is differently. So having some control over that. And like our workflows for a lot of just general like copy cataloging processing, people put through like a rec, people create a batch of records as they're working through the day and then load it. I mean, that's one workflow, but usually like what happens is duplicates get into those files because, people realize they forgot something and then they export the record an additional time into their file. So I think there is this kind of use case, like the ticket right now is written up to prefer the first copy, but I think there is probably a need for folks to be able to have some agency over determining which copy to keep.
Yeah, I think that sounds like an interesting approach that would probably make a lot of sense to go by. And so I want to make sure I got some of those thoughts correctly. So like as you were describing the deduplication in Markedit, you can make a note of which field you want to match on to determine duplicates, and then additionally you can say whether you want which one you want to keep, the first or the last, or I don't know if there's any variable in between that you can call.
Yeah, I'd have to pull it up, and I think that I mean, maybe I can look and report back between now and our next meeting. But yeah, those are the two, for me at least, those are the two key features. And it seems like, fairly straightforward. So yeah, it's the match point to determine the dupe, and that can be really any field, I think. And then which copy you want to keep. And I believe it's first and last, but there may be some other features in Markedit that allow you more granular control over which copy to keep.
Cool. Thank you.
And Ryan, do you know what it, because I think there is some deduping now, and I don't know how it does it. I don't know if it's by title. Because I know, like, especially if I'm working with like the set early English books where some of those titles are all the same, it will like kind of error out on a title that is pretty much the same, but maybe it's a different part. Like, the first one was part one and the second one is part two. So Do you know how it works currently?
I don't recall offhand. I'd have to dig into that for you. Yeah. I think my post-holiday brain still needs to catch up a bit. But I can double check on that and confirm what the current procedure looks like on the back end.
All right, that sounds good. So it looks like we just need some more information here. So where are labels? Labels. So I'm going to keep this as needs review for the time being. Are there any other comments that people would like to add to the comment section of the issue?
Maybe just that, the ability to override might be useful. I think that the example that you gave of the early English books, we would need to create all of those records, regardless of whether they were duplicate or not, because the A56 would be different.
Okay. All righty. So there we go. Thank you, everyone. So I'll keep this as needs review and we'll pop up later. Back to, and I can't see if anyone is raising their hands or wants to, share a thought. Please just jump in or raise your hand. I can't see the chat this well on my laptop. So the next one is 394. Just this was an interesting one. Let me link out to this, and the link is in the agenda. It is disallow usage of update mark bib next to update instance actions. The reason I found this and put it on as needs review is that in our implementers topic section, we do have a new feature request to be able to work in the same kind of job. And maybe next to each other, mark bib and update instance. And I think we've given a lot of examples of, having to update the mark, but a statistical code, things like that. So this one does date back, let me scroll down here, to August 28th, 2024, so about a year ago. And it's to disallow creating profiles under the same match where you have an update mark bib and update instance. So what do people, Ryan, maybe I'll start off with you. Do you have any like information you can share about how this was created or how this was came about, this issue?
Yeah, if I recall, this came about really, I think the issue being that it almost works like it's almost like you're doing the same thing twice because if you update the mark bib, it ultimately will update the instance. And if you update the instance, it will ultimately, trickle down to the mark bib. And so There was thinking here that by we would want to ensure that we're kind of keeping the actions aligned with what we are, I guess not shifting around the endpoint, or the record type point, to avoid issue on that front. Christy, I see your hand up.
I'll just say that that is a problem and it's unfortunate, but we need to use in a single job an update instance profile and an update SRS profile. Right now, we have to just create multiple jobs and it just doubles the work. You know, there are things that you can do in an update instance profile that you can't do in a update SRS profile. And there are things that you can do in an update SRS profile that you can't do in an update instance profile. You know, I'm just thinking about like our shelf ready. We need to change the instance status from, you know, cataloged. From uncataloged to cataloged, we need to add the cataloged date. We need to, you know, delete some mark fields from the incoming mark record because we have fields that are used to just map acquisitions data. And we can't do that in a single job. So while I agree that it's less than ideal that this, the way that data import was architected means that, you know, the instance is going to be updated twice and the SRS mark record is going to be updated twice. Functionally, we have a use case that needs to do that.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Autumn posted in chat that they have examples of that too. And I think maybe the misunderstanding is that there seems to be like this one-to-one kind of exact relationship in between the instance and mark bib, which isn't the case. Not everything is mapped from the mark bib SRS to the instance, primarily, you know, the administrative fields. So yeah, like, you know, we even with getting rid of sets, you know, our use cases, we do like to get rid of like certain administrative things in the mark SRS, and then we mark it as suppressed from discovery. And you can't do that in one go. But I'm wondering, Ryan, if maybe there's a way to extend like the mark, you know, updating a mark or creating a mark SRS so that you can interact with like the instance administrative fields. I mean, because that's where they live, but it really is, you know, they're not mapped to the SRS. At least I don't think so.
Yeah. Thank you all for your thoughts on that. That's I mean, it's good to know, and it makes sense as you're saying it, that you have, you know, real life use cases that you want to support here. Yeah, this might be something, I'll put this back on towards the top of my to-do list here, that I'd like to take this over to the team and as well as our architects, and kind of pick their brains on this again, about how best we can support these use cases, whether we can extend, like you said, extend the way mark updating works to include some instance fields, or vice versa, or if we need to look into another approach of, I don't know, almost like a super action of sorts that can look at both the mark and the instance at the same time, rather than doing that trickle down, like we see for the fields that are mapped between, because like you pointed out, not every single field is mapped between mark and instance fields. So let me put this back on my list, and I'll bring this up with the team and architects and anyone else whose brain I can pick. And because like you said, this could be more of an architectural shift, larger than a single ticket. If we want to really address this to support your use cases. But got to do some digging first to figure that out. So yeah, I'll happy to take the lead and pick this conversation back up with other folks.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. And definitely for, I think if people have a chance, I'll try and clean up these use cases, but if you could add more, use cases in the comments to this ticket, that would be really helpful. And, to have the developers especially understand like what we're trying to do when we're, need to update the mark SRS, but also these instance fields that can only be updated via an instance action profile instead. So I think I will leave this as still needs review, and I'm going to clean this up a little bit before I save. Any other thoughts on this ticket? Alrighty. So the other one that I have is support batch import for multiple holdings and items. So, and these are two. There's 805, which is for multiple holdings, and then 806, which is multiple items. And I think we started the discussion here. This currently is unassigned, needs story points, but it is created in 2023. I imagine the 806 was created pretty much probably a couple minutes after this one. So here, where we left off, did we have... we don't have many. So import multiple holdings by using batch import. I know what we discussed this previously, and one of the ideas was to be able to do this rather, and this was both, I think, for holdings as well as items, rather than using mark, actually doing this by like CSV import. But what are people's comments or reactions to this particular issue?
Well, one thing I want to clarify, these tickets, I believe, I know we're saying batch import, maybe this needs to be, language should be retooled on it. What it's really saying is, so we can support creating multiple holdings and multiple items through data import. I think Raman touched on it here. What the thought on these tickets is really to improve performance by making requests for all of the holdings or all of the items being processed in a single request rather than individually. So we can, through data import, create multiples. It's just that requests are made for each one individually, and we think it would make it more successful performance wise, to adjust it to send them all in a batch.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this should be like, this reminds me of like one of those spike kind of type. I guess it doesn't matter, mod inventory, but yeah, maybe we should clean up the title a bit.
Yeah. It took me a minute where I was looking at it, I was like, we could do that today. What are we talking about? But then I realized,
Yeah, I guess
oh.
performance enhancement
I think that works.
to support.
Maybe batch requests. And I can go and include it up too as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe might find a title that's good for you.
Yeah, I'll dig I'll clean it up. But I think what they're just what you wrote here is more accurate to what we're describing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think each time, and probably the 80806, it's probably the exact same thing. I think I've stumbled on this a bit. So okay. So I will add that this also to 806 performance enhancement, and you can take a look at those as well, Ryan. So
Awesome. Thank you.
that, yeah, that is the end of the agenda. I'm just gonna stop sharing so I can finally see you rather than in a, not at all. Are there any questions or thoughts about stuff that we've covered today? I'm going to try to go through the chat. Okay, and I do know that we did talk about using like a spreadsheet to create multiple like items and holdings. I forget when that was. Everything all seems to be in the past, so there is. Alrighty. Yes, any other last words before we end our discussion? Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Yao, for taking notes, and thank you to the new note takers. I'll get your names up in the agenda from now on. And Christy will be leading us next time. Yay, I'm off the hook. All right. Have an excellent Wednesday. Oh, Robert.
Oh, quick question.
Yeah.
For the rotation of note taking, do you, if we're away for a week for vacation or something,
Well,
how soon do you want to know in advance if we need to adjust the rotation?
Honestly, I think it's you don't have to divulge all of your secret vacation planning unless it's somewhere really awesome and you want to share that and we can kind of say, oh, I wish I'd been there.
It's not that exciting, but
Yeah. I
just
think,
one.
yeah, we'll just go if if someone's not here, and stuff
Like
happens, right? We'll
bump them
just go
back a
to
week or something. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just go on and continue on the next person in line. I, you know, because people might have an emergency or they might
That's
not show
true
up
also,
for
yeah.
whatever reason. Yeah, so I
Okay.
think it's good. Yeah, and Lynn said if you want to create your own Slack channel to chat with each other and share your vacation stories, please do.
All right, maybe we'll do that. Sure.
Yeah. All right. Thank
Okay.
you,
All right,
everyone.
thanks.
Have a good
Thanks,
Wednesday.
everyone. Bye. Bye now.